What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Why Niqabis Creep Me Out. For those of you who don't know, Niqabis are women who wear the full veil, hiding their face. And a lot of Muslim men out there, especially blue-pilled Muslim men, they actually believe that women who cover their face are holier than thou. But the reality of the matter, guys, I personally know a family member who, when he lived in Egypt, he exclusively slept with Niqabis. When I myself was living in Egypt, there were these two Niqabi women. They were Russian. They were at Starbucks, San Stefano. So these two Niqabi Russian women who were at San Stefano, the Starbucks over there. You know, as you guys know, I go to Starbucks wherever I am in the world to work on MGTOW TV. Today, I was actually coming out of the Beta Male Cafe because every now and then, especially on the weekend, I like to switch it up a little bit. You know, the Beta Male Cafe is open until midnight here on the weekends, while Starbucks closes at 10 o'clock. So I just came out of the Beta Male Cafe. But in general, guys, when I do work on MGTOW TV, I work out at Starbucks, you know, wherever I am in the world. So when I was working on other projects, you know, I had other stuff going on before MGTOW TV, because I'm a computer programmer, guys. That's what I am, you know. I'm not some guy who woke up one day and said, hey, man, I'm going to do MGTOW TV, man. I'm just going to throw this website together, man. No. I've been programming on computers since the freaking 80s, when I was like 6-7 years old, starting with a QBasic. Anyway, this video is not about me programming on computers. The point I'm trying to tell you guys is that there were Niqabis pimping themselves out at Starbucks in San Stefano, that's how you pronounce it. There were Niqabis pimping themselves out from Starbucks wearing the niqab. Now, the reason why women wear the niqab, it's because they want to hide their identity. They want to hide their facial expressions. Now, Andrew Tate recently did a video where a lot of Muslim blue pillars, they lost their shit and they almost got Andrew Tate canceled on the internet, because he said for women to cover their face in Islam, it's dehumanizing. And he's 100% right. You know, when you go to perform Hajj, okay, when you go to Mecca, you go to the big black box in the middle of the sand, you know, Allah's house, you're not allowed to cover your face. Why? Okay, there's a reason behind it, guys. There's a reason why you are not allowed to cover your face when you go to God's house. Use your motherfucking brain. A lot of you Muslim guys out there, you're not using your brain. In fact, like Sheikh Imran Hussein said, the Ummah of Muhammad has not used their brain in over 500 years. Now, the Prophet Muhammad said, women are intellectually and morally deficient, okay? That right there, guys, what the Prophet Muhammad said 1500 years ago, it eliminates the nawalt. You know, the nawalt is not all women are like that, meaning that there's a woman out there who is a unicorn. Guys, there are no unicorns according to Islam. In fact, according to the Prophet Muhammad, only four women have reached a level of piety where you don't have to worry about them not going to heaven. And those four women are long, long dead, okay? And for those of you guys who are interested to know the four women who have received, who have reached a level of piety and religion, it's called Ihsan, by the way. You know, Ihsan means a level of, you know, like piety, perfection. Of course, everybody has sins, but there are people out there that you don't have to worry about going to the hellfire. And those four women, for those of you who care to know, are the mother of Jesus. That's, you know, the Virgin Mary, the wife of Pharaoh who took pity on baby Moses, and I think it was Aisha, the Prophet Muhammad's youngest wife, and his first wife, Khadija. Those are the only four women who have received, who have reached a level of piety in Islam, in the world, not just in Islam, you know, because there was no Islam, you know, during the time of Jesus. There wasn't even Judaism during the time of baby Moses. So only four women in the history of man, and they're all long, long dead, and they're not making any more of them. Only four women have reached a level of piety where you don't have to worry about them going to the hellfire. Now, all other women out there, man, you have to worry about them going to the hellfire. Therefore, there is no such thing as a unicorn or a Nawalt according to Islam. So, you guys out there need to understand, the women who wear the niqab in Islam, and let me say this as a disclaimer, because I know a lot of you retarded Muslim copers, you're going to come into my comment section and you're going to be, and you're going to, listen, not all Muslim women who wear the niqab are dirty, dirty sharmutas. They're not all mentally ill, suffering from borderline personality disorder, and they're promiscuous, and they're horrible, horrible pieces of shit of human beings. They're not all like that, but a vast majority of them, guys, they are like that. This is why they wear the niqab. They wear the niqab to hide their character, okay? Like Andrew Tate said, when you put a mask on somebody's face, you cover their identity. You rob them of their humanity. You know, this is why the Zionists wanted you to wear a mask during Scamarona. You know, they want to rob you of your humanity. These niqabi women, again, not all of them, but the vast majority of them who wear the niqab, they want to hide their humanity because their humanity is a piece of shit. That's number one. Number two, okay, you don't know who these women are. You know, these women who walk into Starbucks or they walk into any place around town, you don't know who they are. You know, the woman can walk in there as a niqabi, you're thinking she's holier than thou. 20 minutes later, she can walk in as a dirty, dirty sharmuta, making a back alley deal. You don't know any better. You don't know what's going on, okay? That's number one. They want to hide their identity. Now, number two, which is very, very evil, they want to beat you over the head with their so-called piety. These niqabi women, they want to make it seem as if they are holier than thou, that they're like fucking angels walking on earth and your entire job is to take care of them. I told you guys in my past videos on MGTOW TV, on my Alpha Male Lifestyle channel, they're probably not on Muslim Copper channel, but I'm gonna say it here again. There was a Arab seal. This guy is literally a 5'6" Arab seal who looks like a fucking monkey. I'm not lying when I say he looks like a fucking monkey, because when we had an Eid festivity like years ago, he was riding around on a bicycle and some white girl said, "Mommy, mommy, mommy, there's a monkey riding a bicycle." He's a doctor. He got married to an Egyptian hijabi. She divorce raped him, took the kids, obviously took the house. He's paying out alimony and child support out the ass. And then the dumb motherfucker went out and got married to a Pakistani niqabi with three motherfucking children. It's as if the retard is gluten for punishment. You know something, guys? I think you Muslim people out there, I really think you Muslim people are gluten for punishment. You like to be punished. And I think it has to do with the fact that a lot of you Muslim guys out there, you're fugly, you're short, you're bald, you're hairy, you're not much to look at. So you like being punished. You know, kind of, it's like what's it called? Retribution or comeuppance or whatever it is. when somebody gets punished, they feel like, hey, I got punished for being an ugly person, a low quality male, and this is a good thing, you know, because a big bad, you know, something good is going to happen on the other side when I get punished. But the reality of the matter is, a lot of you guys out there who are getting punished, you're just getting punished because you're a bunch of retards or gluten for punishment. This is why a lot of you Muslim guys out there do dumb shit like marrying single mothers, niqabis, women who've been on the cock carousel, women who treat you like shit. Let me tell you something, guys. All the niqabi women I, Amr Metwali, know, they're all fucking mentally ill. They're all mentally ill. They're all using religion against you. Look at the eyes. Look at the eyes, you retards, okay? When you watch these niqabi women here on YouTube, look at their eyes. Their eyes are bugged out, man. Look at how they talk. Look at how they move their head. These are not normal women. These are fucking mentally ill women. These are mentally, spiritually ill women. And they realized, hey, if I don a niqab and I come on to the manosphere and I say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, some retarded Arab or Muslim, you know, let's be honest, let's keep things 100% real. The vast majority of Muslims out there who simp are Arabs and Indians, because again, you Arabs, you Indians, first of all, your IQ is at 80. Do your motherfucking research, okay? Type in the average IQ of an Arab, the average IQ of an Indian. Your average IQ as an Arab and an Indian is fucking 80. You are a couple of points from being clinically retarded. That's number one, your low IQ, okay? Number two, keep it 100%. You guys are a bunch of ugly motherfuckers. This is why you have to simp. You don't have the brain to look smax or geomax. Heck, you don't even have the genetic makeup to look smax or geomax to begin with. So yeah, this is why all these, I mean guys, use your motherfucking brain, man. How many Muslim women do we see on YouTube making videos saying, I was praying and my mom just walked in on me. She found me praying and she has like 27 cameras all having like fucking 97 angles. And oh my God, my mom just walked in on me while I was praying and look how happy she is. Come on, man. Do you retarded Muslims out there actually believe that this Muslim woman was just praying and all of a sudden her mom happenstance just walks in on her praying? Come on, man. Are you people really that I'm sorry. Most of you Muslims, again, are a couple of IQ points from actually being medically classified as retarded. Guys, use your motherfucking brain, man. Use your motherfucking brain, you retarded Muslims. How many Muslim, so-called Muslim women, get on YouTube, make these videos, Allah, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, they rack up millions and millions of views. Do you guys have any idea how much Muslim women are making off of you retarded Muslim men by making these videos on YouTube? They're making tens of thousands of dollars. You know, for every thousand, for every million views a person racks up on YouTube, they're making several thousands of dollars because of the amount of views and ads running. So of course a Muslim woman is gonna don a hijab and a niqab. She's gonna come on the internet, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, praise Jesus, You know, how many white girls do we see coming on YouTube saying, I'm a white girl and I can be Muslim? Who gives a fuck? You know, Islam is not a fucking race. It's a freaking religion. But yet, they do that. They make millions of views off of you retarded Muslims out there who are like, you go, girl. Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. God works in mysterious ways. God ain't working in any mysterious ways, you retards. They're just taking fucking advantage of you. And look at the number of Muslim ads out there where they tell you, brother, give us money, brother. Oh, if you give us money, Allah will build you a house in Jannah. Do you guys even know where the money that you're given is going to? It might be going, here in America, it's a known fact that 90% of the money goes into the pockets of the people who are responsible for the charity. Like a few percentage points of that money actually goes to the poor people they're supposed to help out. It's the same thing in the Muslim community. You see, there's a reason why hijabis make videos targeting retarded Muslim blue pillars. Because the ads, see, Muslim ads pay a premium. Let me say that one more time. Muslim ads pay a premium. Do you guys want to know why Muslim ads pay a premium? Because you retards are going to give out money. Because some mullah is going to get on the internet and tell you, oh, brother, if you don't give out money, you're going to go to hell. Ooh. And if you give money out to me, Allah is going to build you a house in Jannah. Come on, man. That's number two, number three reason. Another reason, how many Muslim guys on the internet want to sell you fucking courses? Oh, buy my alpha male course. Oh, learn how to speak better. Learn how to be confident. You guys want to be confident? First of all, don't be an ugly motherfucker. That's number one. Look, real talk. Real motherfucking talk, okay? If you are a 5'4" curry seal, it's fucking over for you. Ain't nobody gonna respect you, okay? Now, if you're a 5'4" curry seal, here's what you need to do. I'm not charging you for this. Here's what you need to do, okay? Open a YouTube channel, and use one of those text-to-voice synthesizers or whatever it is, and make red pill content, okay? Nobody knows your face, nobody knows who you are. You can use your brain. Heck, even Sandman said in one of his latest videos, some Indian guy is probably gonna steal my content, monetize it, and make millions of dollars off of it. Hell, that's a free idea right there, you know? Another thing, you know, because you Indian guys are good with computers, you know, go on Upwork.com and, you know, program computers for people, you know, write computer code, you know. I hire Indians off of Upwork all the time. Do you think I'm hiring the Indian based, do you think I'm going to ask an Indian, so bro, are you a Chad Preet or are you fucking Yogi Obes? I don't give a fuck how you look like. All I care about is, can you fix my motherfucking website? That's all I care about. So you unattractive Indian guys out there, you know, hide behind an avatar, learn a skill set where we don't care about how you look, okay? You don't need to pay some rando on the internet $1,000 so you can speak with confidence, so you can regain your masculinity, okay? To have confidence and masculinity, you need to be a tall, good-looking dude, okay? You can't be 5'4". Ugly motherfucker. Let's get that out in the open right now. Now, let's say you're a decent looking dude. You know, you're like 5'8", 5'9", which is kind of short. But hey, most ethnic people are short. Let's keep it 100. And let's say you're decent looking. You know, you're light skin. You got Western features. You know, you don't look like a fucking curry seal who's inbred. Here's what you need to do to get confidence and speak up and shit like that. Go live out on your own. Don't live in your parents' basement, okay? Get out of your comfort zone. Move across the country. Live in a car. Go out there. Work, okay? Survive on your own. This is how you get confidence. And once you get confident, you see, the way you're gonna get confidence, guys, is knowing that, hey, I made it. I struggled. I sacrificed. I suffered. I made it. I did it before. I can do it again. This is how you get confidence. A lot of you Muslim guys out there, you're living with your parents, you're working a dead-end job, and you're eating biryani like Sheikh Imran Hussein says. Hell yeah, you're not going to have any confidence in yourself. I mean, what are you doing, man? You're not struggling, you're not sacrificing, you're not suffering. You're living a meaningless, pathetic life. I mean, the highlight of your day is going on YouTube, watching some hojabi saying, "Oh my God, my mama walked in on me while I was taking the shahada. Hee-hee. Now I made, you know, fucking $1 million because you guys watched my videos." Guys, you need to understand something, man. Do you guys see me, Amr Mitwali, coming on the internet saying, "Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Bismillah, Rahman Rahim"? Do you guys see me praying on the internet? Hell no, I don't. Why? Islam tells us the pious person is the person who takes his religion, practices it in solitude. So when you see all these dirty hijabis coming on the internet, "Oh, Bismillah, oh my God, look at that. I was taking the shahada, my mama just walked in on me. I was praying and my mama just walked in on me," even though I have 27 cameras taking, you know, pictures from like fucking 97 angles. You Muslim guys out there need to start using your brain, okay? These women who wear the niqab, again, because I know some of you a good portion of you Muslim copers, you're gonna come into my comment section and you're gonna be like, ho, barking at me. You know, the SJWs, the feminist here in America, you Muslims bark, you know? Look, again, not all niqabis are mentally ill, promiscuous, and just horrible human pieces of shit. A good portion of them are, and they are gonna target people like you. They're gonna target unattractive, low IQ imbeciles that they can take advantage of. Listen, let me tell you something, guys, okay? Just because you're a doctor doesn't make you smart. Let me say that one more time. Just because you're a fucking doctor doesn't make you smart. The vast majority of doctors out there are fucking useless. I told you guys, when I went out there to get my prescription for TRT, some woman, she was a curry cell, okay? Indian woman, she prescribed me half a cc of testosterone injection. I spent 10 minutes on the internet knowing that half a cc ain't gonna do me jack squat. And before I can call up the male doctor and be like, "Yo, man, your bitch has no idea what the fuck she's talking about," he called me out, profusely apologizing, saying, "She has no idea what the fuck she's talking about. Half a cc ain't gonna do you jack squat." So the vast majority of Muslims out there, for the most part, they're unremarkable. They're barely competent at what they do. They're not outstanding in any form or way. So I know some of you Muslims gonna say, "Oh, I have a doctorate, I have a PhD. Doesn't mean jack squat at the end of the day when you are mediocre at best at what you do. Okay, so the bottom line that I want to get to you Muslim copers out there is that you guys are the easiest people to take advantage of and scam. Do you know how many white women who've been used up, rode around, banged by Chad and Tyrone, they're coming into Islam? "Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, I found Allah." Where was Allah when Chad and Tyrone were doing an Eiffel Tower on you? Where was Allah when you were getting gang banged in Mexico by 15 different random dudes at the hostel? You know, don't you Muslim copers out there find it like, don't you find it a little bit suspect that a woman out there who find Islam, they find Islam at around the age of 27, 28, when their looks go down, Chad and Tyrone are not calling them anymore, they're sick and tired of working, and they just want to have babies, sit home, not work, and gain 500 pounds. Do any of you Muslim copers out there actually use your brain and say, "Hey, wait a minute, let me tell you something, guys, let me tell you something, real talk, real talk"? Okay? When Muslim women were going to Medina, the Prophet Muhammad would inspect them. Let me say that one more time. When so-called Muslim women were going from Mecca to Medina, the Prophet Muhammad had to personally inspect them. You want to know why? Because they were liars, okay? Now, as you guys know, in Islam, if a woman is a Muslim, her husband is not a Muslim, then that marriage is null and void, okay? So what a lot of hijabis did during the time of the Prophet Muhammad, guys, hijabis have been around long before Muhammad, okay? Why? Because female nature is fucking universal. Get that through your retarded motherfucking minds, okay? So what a lot of hijabis would do is that they would steal the wealth. They would steal jewelry. You have to remember, man, back in the days of Muhammad, they didn't have Bitcoin, okay? So the woman, they would steal jewelry, dinars, dirham, and then they would run to the Prophet Muhammad wearing a niqab, wearing, you know, fucking burqas and shit like that. And they'd be like, oh, Prophet of Allah, please save me from my pagan husband. I found Allah. Praise Jesus. Ooh, ooh. And the Prophet Muhammad is like, let me inspect you. Why? Because a lot of these women, they weren't Muslim. They simply stole their husband's wealth. And they just wanted to go to Medina, knowing full well that their husbands cannot come after them. Okay? This was 1400 years ago. Female nature has not changed. Yet, you Muslim copers out there, you see a woman getting on the internet, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, I found Jesus. Especially when they start crying on camera. Come on, man! You guys fall for it? You guys really fall for a woman crying on motherfucking camera? Come on. Come on. I mean, what does Islam tell us, man? Again, Islam tells us the truly pious woman person takes their religion and they practice it in solitude. When I say they practice it in solitude, I mean they don't, like, you know, oh, I'm gonna be a good Muslim here in the corner of my room, then I'm gonna go out, beat up people and steal their lunch money. No, no, no. I mean, you know, listen, there are times where people cry in Islam, you know, when people recite the Quran, you know, when they hear a certain hadith, you know, people cry, they get teary-eyed. You save that for yourself. You don't get on fucking YouTube and be like, oh my God, this verse of the Quran, it's so good, it's so amazing, look how I'm crying, guys. See, this is what you Muslim copers out there need to understand, man. You're being scammed. Look, I'm not telling you guys to be suspicious of every person out there, but I'm telling you, use your motherfucking brain. A lot of you Muslim copers out there, look, I get it. You're low IQ, okay? I can't be, you know, honestly, guys, I do apologize for, you know, bad mouthing you guys, because again, as a Jew, as a member of Bani Israel, my IQ is hella higher than you Arabs and Indians out there. So please forgive me. I apologize for cursing at you and being mean to you. But even with a fucking low IQ, man, you're not like Forrest Gump retarded. I mean, at least be a little bit aware. I mean, there are Muslims out there who are Indian and Pakistani, and Arab. They're waking up. They're like, yeah, this doesn't sound right. Yeah, these hijabis who all of a sudden found Allah at the age of 28, 29. Yeah, yeah. You guys need to understand something, man. That pussy odometer doesn't go back to zero, man. This is what you Muslim copers out there need to understand. I don't care what she says. Her pussy odometer doesn't go back to zero. Allah may forgive her, but you cannot. That's number one. Number two, stop getting scammed. You know, every Muslim, just about every Muslim on the internet, they're trying to sell you something. They're trying to sell you an app. They're trying to sell you a course. They're trying to sell you, you know, a consultation. They're trying to sell you something, you know, a training manual. They want to make money off of you. Look, guys, I have no problem if you like something that the content creator has. By all means, buy it. You guys take me, Amar Metwali, for example. You guys want me to make a custom video for you? You know, a video that can be private just between you or me, or a video that I can share with other people? Yeah, for $25, I'll do a video. I'll do a custom video for you for $25. If you guys want to do that, that's great, you know? But do you guys see me coming out here every fucking 5 seconds? Buy my Muslim course. I'm gonna take you from being a curry cell and incel to being giga chad. And women will see you and they'll just throw their panties at you. If you buy my course for only $999.99, it's limited time only. Ha 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 ha. Come on. Come on, guys. Start using that brain of yours. Ask yourself, okay? Why is this person trying to sell me something, okay? Do I really need that something, okay? That's number one. Number two, this girl who's virtue signaling about, oh, I used to sleep around, I was a prostitute, I was doing OnlyFans, but all of a sudden I found Allah at the age of 31, 32. Come on, man. Come on. Start using your brain, okay, Muslim copers? Let's agree on one thing in this video. Start using your brain. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one. Take care of yourselves. Peace.